Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
It's Rick Tittle.
Thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. I am here for you for all your sports talk. That's right. That's why, in fact, Sports Byline USA was founded in 2008. This was to deal with sports talk. I always come at the very end of a newscast, and people are like, bah, and everybody else is like, heh, and everybody else is like, blah. So it's time to get a little, heh, blah. With football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, I sound like Scott Farrell now. Look at him, he's the one to the man, you're the one to the man, you're the one to the man. Scotty Farrell, of course, on the Byline Network. We together on a TV show back in the mid-90s.
Damn, Tittle, you're old.
A little bit. Yeah, I have to admit it, a little bit old. But anyway, not out of touch completely yet. So let's talk about what's important to you.
Well, first of all, I have to go to the doctor.
And well, not that. Let's talk about, like, you know, NFL. I'll have Rick's picks. That's where, of course, I tell you who's going to win and who's going to lose in the National Football League. Boom, boom, boom. But what would you do with a drunken sailor early in the morning? Why is that a British singing drunks drinking songs? Our NFL music. That's Ed Sable. Anyway. We do have some guests. It's the first hour on a Friday. That's, of course, when Jan Wall drops by, the great film critic, our buddy. And we have a little Halloween bent to things. This first hour, we have three spooky guests.
Who are they?
Wait a second, we're going to find out.
Is it Jason and Freddy and Frankenstein?
Kinda. And then we might be having Chini Ogwumuke. We'll see about that. But other than that, we have open lines, 1-800-878-PLAY. Big shout-out to our troops listening both home and abroad on the American Forces Radio Network. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Hope we see you at home very, very soon. Again, 1-800-878-PLAY is how you get in. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Wild.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5560 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5560. Enjoy!
If your home service business is not at the top of Google Maps, winningreviews.com is here to help. You need to be careful when working on your Google My Business profile, which is what shows up on Google Maps. One mistake, and you'll be on page two. Winningreviews.com offers a workshop to teach you how to get to the top of Google Maps. Don't let your competition have that top spot. Check out winningreviews.com and get to the top of Google Maps. Go to winningreviews.com. That's winningreviews.com.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night,
there's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. And engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
Oh, hey, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. And, of course, it is Halloween Eve, if you like, and we have a little bit of a haunted bent in this first hour, as we always do on a Friday, with our good friend, the film critic, Jan Wall. How are you, Janny?
Oh, I'm terrific. Happy Halloween. I love talking movies today. It's perfect for this holiday.
No doubt about it. And we do welcome our first guest, and it is Lisa Miranda. Lisa Miranda is someone I know you know, Jan, and she is the self-described wine country witch. She's got two books. She's got a podcast. She's got a YouTube channel. So, Lisa, in all seriousness, this is actually a very – it's not just candy to you. This is a really big deal, Halloween, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Halloween, or Samhain, as it's pronounced in Wicca, the nature-based religion that a lot of witches follow, is, it's a time of celebration, honoring people who have crossed over, but it's also the first harvest. So there's a few things going on. I like to call it the Witch's New Year.
And Lisa, what is a witch? I mean, you always have these negative, at least the public, you know, that it's a negative, scary, freak-out thing, a witch. But what do you see as a witch?
Well, the word witch comes from an old English word meaning to see. The word is W-E-I-D, and it's just a term that means wise person. So a witch can be male or female, although some people say, oh, if you're a male witch, that means you're a warlock, which that's really Hollywood. That's not how it actually works. Not what we call them, but a witch is a it's similar to a druid. We work with nature, we work with our own energy. We do cast spells, which are very similar to prayers, and we do use tools. We use brooms, but we use them not to ride on, but to sweep away bad luck.
You know, it's interesting, Lisa, because I know a friend of mine is a witch, and I've known her for a long time. And it's interesting the hierarchy of education that they go through. It's almost like if you learn karate, the different colors of belts that you go through and who's the high, you know, priestess and who can teach. It's you take it very seriously, these sort of grades that you keep going up, don't you?
Yes. Now, that's what you're describing is if you're in, say, a form of Wicca called Gardnerian Wicca, where it is pretty strict, and you have to go through an initiation, and then you have to demonstrate that you understand, you know, all the basic rules, because there are very strict rules in Wicca. But those of us who are solitary practitioners, like myself, we do it a bit differently. We do it, you know, we practice the art, as we call it, in the way that feels right to us, and we aren't part of a group or a coven, as they call it. And it's actually a lot easier that way. We don't have to, you know, argue with other people on the best way to cast a spell or perform a ritual. And if there's a high priestess, I mean, I have been to a couple of coven meetings in Santa Rosa, where I'm from. The high priestess, if she's really knowledgeable, she can lead a ritual in a wonderful way. But it's mm-hmm. not something that I do on a regular basis.
But what you do on a regular basis is inspire me, because when I need my tarot cards read, you do that. But you do it from this very unusual point of view, and it's quite fascinating. Then you also have these books about a witch cop who solves crimes. I mean, you have all these important witch things going on, but I need to ask you a Hollywood question. What is the best movie when it comes to witch? Like, I love Bell, Book, and Candle. I love The Witches of Eastwick. For kids, I would go for Hocus Pocus. Do you have a special feeling in your heart for a Hollywood movie about witches?
Yes, Practical Magic with Nicole Kidman and Sandra Bullock.
Ah, okay. God, I'll have to see that again. Mm.
Yeah, that came out.
They got it right.
Back in the early 90s, I think. Is that right, Jan? Early mm-hmm. or late
80s, yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of all the Hollywood movies about witches, the ones that you mentioned included, mm-hmm. Practical Magic is really the only one that gets it close to being right mm-hmm. in terms of mm-hmm. what witches do. Of course, Hollywood, you know, over-dramatizes and exaggerates, as it's known to do. But,
I don't know, though. You're pretty dramatic, I think.
Well, this is true.
In what you know, in your knowledge. It's amazing. Well, especially the tarot cards. Oh, amazing.
Yeah, on my On my YouTube channel, every week I post about 20 minutes each, a tarot reading for each of the astrological signs. And what I do is I draw cards for the general, you know, tendencies, what's going to happen for your sign during, for instance, the full moon. On Halloween, there's a second full moon of the month, a blue moon, as we call it, on Halloween night. So it's a really powerful influence. And it means something slightly different for each sign. So,
Ricky, you've got to try this. Yeah. Ricky has to try it
Speaking of witch films, I wanted to ask you, Lisa, about that movie about 5 years ago called The Witch, which was set in the 1600s in New England. And I think that's where a lot of Americans, we get our sort of folklore about the Salem mm-hmm. witch trials. And anything that went wrong, bad crops, they would blame it on some poor girl and say she was a witch. And then these horrible trials to see if she, you know, if she sank and drowned, she wasn't a witch. But if she floated, then she was made of wood, so she had to be burned at the stake.
Right.
How much do you have? How much are you associated with those people of that time? Or is that just some antiquated thing that's miles from where you are?
No. If you're talking about Salem witch trials, first of all, nobody was burned. That happened in Europe. People were hanged, and people, because it wasn't just women. In the Salem witch trials, the majority of those accused, imprisoned, and hanged, or drowned, as you said, were women, but there were four men who, most of them were standing up for, you know, their wives and daughters and sisters, and therefore were accused. Some of them were well off, so the townspeople were jealous. One of them was very well educated. He was a scholar, so naturally he was suspect. He was actually pressed to death with rocks, and it took him 4 days to die. And this was, so it was really horrible. But the women who were accused, on the most part, for the most part, were some of them were midwives and herbalists. They were familiar with the genuine medical properties of plants, and you know that was considered heresy. That was considered, you know, the Puritans were very, very strict. And if you were a woman and, for instance, your hair was uncovered or you weren't following the strict rules that the theocracy put down, then you were suspect. So, yeah, that's all. Now, I didn't see the movie that you mentioned.
The Crucible is a good one, too.
Yes, and that was based on the actual events. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Before we let you go, and by the way, we are on American forces, and I know that your son is serving with the Air Force in South Korea, so hopefully he's got a chance to listen in. But how can people find out more about your books and your podcasts and your YouTube channel, Lisa?
Well, my YouTube channel, you just put Lisa Miranda, and that comes right up. My website is lisamiranda.com. My podcast is the Wine Country Witch Podcast, and that's on Apple Podcasts and Google. And then my books, my fictional stories, but they're based on genuine witchcraft and genuine spells, those are all on Amazon. The Witch Cop trilogy, and then the companion series I wrote for younger readers, Witch Dancer. So those are all on Amazon. If we have time, I have a very short, very, very brief spell to close if either of you are interested.
A spell? Do we have time?
Yeah, we have 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. Bring more magic to my day. Take my fears and cares away. Make me sparkle. Make me bright. Fill my day with love and light. Surprise success and harmony. This is my will. So mote it be.
Oh, great.
Well, I'll take that.
I thought it was going to be boil, boil, toil, and trouble.
No, we're not going to do that one.
All right, Lisa Miranda, everyone, check it out. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take come on back with Jan Wall right here on Sports Byline.
Thank you.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. Again, that's 800-516-2499. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
All right, whatever works. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show, Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Our next guest is a very interesting gentleman, Vincent Van Dahl, and he is the host of Creature Features, something that I grew up with, a great Bay Area iconic show when I was a kid in the 70s, hosted by Bob Wilkins, and then Russ Stanley, who works for the Giants, his dad, John Stanley, did it for a while, and now it is Vincent. And Vincent, I know you originally hail from Luton. You might be surprised to know that I once went to Kenilworth Road and saw the Hatters. Did you ever do that growing up?
I don't believe I did. You know, I had quite an interesting childhood. It wasn't really much of a childhood at all. Music lessons every day.
Hmm.
What do you mean it wasn't much of a childhood at all, Vincent?
Well, I spent all my time with piano lessons with the most heinous piano teacher known to mankind. It was it was torturous, but, you know, I got a few talents out of it. I could play some Bach now, which is useful, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a lot of talents. I was lucky enough to be interviewed by you, and you are a spooky, odd, unique character. I just think it's great. Just great. I mean,
I think that's the nicest thing anybody's ever said to me, Jen.
Well, are you based, what are you about? I mean, are you about horror films or spooky stuff or, Bela Lugosi or, you know, what is it you center yourself in?
Well, you know, I sort of fell into this. I mean, I do like horror films and sci-fi films, and my preference being ghost movies. I love anything with ghosts. But, they were going to bring the show back, and they first wanted me to do some rock and roll show. I said, no, I'm all done with that. So they said, well, we've got this other thing. You want to do this? And I said, of course, I'd love to do that. And that's where I fell. But, you know, you're the talented one, John.
Well, what's your creepiest ghost movie?
Creepiest ghost movie, I mean, as far as, like, creepy bad would be Ghost, the actual movie Ghost with what's his head and what's her face.
But is that Vincent
that
Price?
No.
That's
no,
a Demi Moore stupid love story.
Demi Moore and
the stupid love story with the making the clay and making love and the dead guy. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Patrick Swayze.
Stupid. Patrick Swayze.
Come on.
You know, I met that bloke once. Nicest man in the world. It's too bad he's dead.
But there's a lot of good ghost movies this time of year, man. I like ghosts. I like the idea of ghosts. I watch all that ghost stuff on TV, you know, haunted this and haunted that. I dig it. But I love your creature features because you have this set that looks right out of Young Frankenstein.
Well, you know, I like to think of it more as New Frankenstein. It's you know, that pipe organ. That pipe organ was, you know, quite a chore to have repaired. It was it was in disarray when we first moved in, and now it's functioning quite nicely. But yeah, it's Halloween Eve. We should all be out celebrating.
Well, I think this is celebrating talking to you.
Oh, all right.
Yes, and Vincent, I think about in England the sort of, you know, with Aleister Crowley and the occult and the sort of obsession with ceremonial magicians and the macabre. Is that something that you got when you were younger?
You know, I read his book. I can't recall the title. It was the famous one he did. And I found it most disturbing. Now, Tangella, I don't know if you're familiar with my housemate, Tangella.
She's amazing.
Into these things. Oh my God! People are sending her witchcraft books from across the world.
She's this little girl,
Rick,
who's in. She looks like Cousin It if Cousin It was really pretty, and from the Addams Family. And it's she's just exudes this witchy, warlocky, you know, strangeness. It's just so perfect. And then there's this guy who looks like Lurch. These are like the regular players of Creature Features. So fun.
The butler, yeah, and that's the thing that we should note, that you bought the big, is it haunted, the Poulter Mansion estate there in Bodega Bay?
You know, I did not think so at first, but we're starting to get some evidence that it might just be. You know, we shot our Halloween episode recently, which is going to premiere tomorrow, and there was a guest. You know, we had a small little soiree, and there was a guest there that was not invited. So we're thinking maybe she could come out on Halloween. It's one of those ghostly rules they must follow.
Well,
are you always kind of a dandy? I kind of liken you to sort of maybe a haunted version of Noel Fielding.
You know, I've been called a dandy more than once, and you know, I'm okay with that title. But you know, I get my feet wet as well, or muddy, I should say. You know, Tangella has an entire legion of goats, which she takes care of most of the time. When she does not, I'm out there feeding goats.
Yeah, not not ghosts, goats.
Goats, as in bah, right.
You know, there's
not boo, but bah.
Right,
exactly. Yes, you know, that's a nice correlation. I need to make like a meme or something like this.
Yes.
But you have this
between goats and ghosts.
You have this thing you do. That's a little Oscar Wilde, a little bit of Vincent Price, where you tell people about the movie you're showing. Now, you show some wild-ass movies in I could say that, right, Rick? Yeah. You show some wild movies in Creature Features. So that's a lot of fun, because then you come back and explain them, and I don't know, I learned a lot. I had a lot of fun with that.
Well, we had a lot of fun with you, and, you know, having somebody like you with insight into filmmaking itself is quite useful. You know, that's why I have guests. Initially, we were not going to do guests, and they said, all right, you have to talk about this film. And I said, yeah, I know nothing about film. You know, I know nothing about nothing except a bit of music. So I said, let me have guests that know better than me. And, you know, who knows better than Vincent than Jan Wall, the infamous Jan Wall.
Infamous is right, notorious.
The thing about Creature Features for me was when I was like 7 years old in 1972, if I could stay up late with my older brother, that was like the coolest thing I could possibly do, was to see Bob Wilkins in that rocking chair with the candle on the melted skull. That was that was it for me when I was seven.
So many people tell me the same story. They write to us and they say, I had the fondest memories with some family member, sometimes who's passed. And they watched Bob Wilkins, and it was like watching a scary movie with a friend. I hope one day, you know, somebody's going to call my predecessor or my successor and say, you know, I remember watching Vincent, you know, when I was young, and put me into horror films, and I have fond memories of those days. Did you watch Night of the Living Dead with Bob Wilkins?
Yes, absolutely.
Everybody remembers, in the Bay Area at least, Bob Wilkins being their introduction to Night of the Living Dead, and that's
when I was a little girl, he showed Island of Lost Souls with Charles Laughton and Bela Lugosi. I thought I was going to die. I was so scared, but then I'd come back to Bob Wilkins, and he'd make everything nice again.
He was quite a funny chap. You know, there's none of his episodes left except for 13.
Mm.
Only 13 of his episodes left.
I'm glad we have you.
He was very deadpan, too, you know, which was kind of like, you know, almost sinister in a way.
Mm-hmm. Everybody loved this aspect of him.
The one I'm going to be on with you is sometime in November, and I'll tell you, it's so cool because you show this movie about a woman that gets the transplanting like animals into her brain. Sounded really good.
Mm-hmm. The atomic brain, a.k.a. the monstrosity.
Well, with Vincent Van Dahl Creature Features, we're running out of time. How can people find you, when, where, social media, TV, all that? Where can we go?
Easiest way is to just simply go to creaturefeatures.tv, and that's our website. It's got links to all the channels we're on, all the YouTube links. We've got apps for Roku and Apple TV and all such nonsense, and, of course, YouTube. So,
social media-wise?
Creature Features, yeah.
Social media, there's links from our website, but if you go to Facebook.com/creaturefeatures3, that will take you to our Facebook page.
There he is, the very flamboyant and spooky Vincent Van Dahl for A Creature Features. Glad to see that it's still going strong. Vincent, have a great Halloween, and, well, at least Jan will see you very soon.
Freak on,
you as well,
Vincent.
And stay spooky.
All right, we will stay spooky. After a break, we're going to come back and speak to the woman behind The Haunted Boy. It keeps going. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall. Come on back.
Tell me who's watching. Who's watching me?
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease. and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Oh, come now, don't be ashamed. We all have our idiosyncrasies.
I wish you would try and slap Rick Tittle's mama's face. He would clown you.
All right. What's that all about? Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Our friend Jan Wall is still with us. And we bring in our next guest. And it is Ying Liu, the creator of The Haunted Bay. The first two seasons are on Amazon right now. And we have the third season, which is out today. And Ying, welcome to the show. The thing I love about this show is I'm a Bay Area native just like you. And, you know, we know about the Winchester Mystery House and things like that. But there are so many other places. And I love the fact that you have taken a dive into this. It's really a lot of places you can go.
Yeah. So many more than I even imagined. It's been really eye-opening, actually.
Have you ever been freaked out at anything that you've seen?
Yes, actually, strangely enough, this was in Alameda. I was, if you talk about actually seen as in something physical, because a lot of times we'll feel things and we'll see things in our mind's eye, but I was walking into what's called the Eagles Lodge in Alameda, and I had asked the other guys on the team to go there first. There's two other men and me on the team. And Cody's one of them, Cody Coca. He and Matthew Abaya went there first. And so I get there late with other people. I arrive and I see somebody when I walk into the lobby area kneeling on the stairs. And I think it's Cody. I think, oh, because he's probably filming up the stairs. And I'm even telling my people who are coming with me, I was like, oh, they're filming. And I'm wondering, like, why aren't they reacting? Why aren't they just, you know, being quiet? Because obviously they can see they're filming. And then suddenly Cody actually walks through the doors in front of me, and I look back at the stairs, and the person who was kneeling there is not there anymore.
Whoa.
And
wow.
That blew my mind because it was a physical, solid-looking person. I can even see they were wearing jeans and sneakers, which is what he usually wears. And I thought for a second, okay, maybe whoever it was ran up the stairs. Excuse me. But I looked up the stairs, and there's a gate that actually closes the stairs off so nobody could run through there.
Then you said, I quit.
I was almost like beside myself. I was just stunned.
Could you ever track down who that was or investigate into it more?
No, we didn't really figure out who that was, although if you watch that episode, other people have, at least one other person has seen something on those stairs that actually was very shocking for them, too. And the psychic medium, June Ahern, picked up a lot of spirits, according to her, and then the Alameda Paranormal Researchers, who are more of an investigative team that look for kind of like audio recordings, video recordings, technical things, they also picked up some interesting things on their equipment. So
there's always the sort of the line between, you know, the parapsychological, like having a medium, and then, of course, the technological of having, you know, EMFs and, heat stamps and things like that, temperature gauges. Where do you draw that in between the sort of the psychological and the physical?
It's interesting because I talked to Lloyd Auerbach, who's actually a very famous parapsychologist, to figure out, which side is kind of more respected. And he actually said that the gold standard for parapsychological evidence is when you have both that back each other up, when you have both human experiences. Because according to him, the way that spirits communicate with us is basically through ESP. You know, they don't have voice boxes to talk to us. They don't have, you know, eyes to see us or anything, but they're actually doing something through ESP mentally to get us to see or hear them. And so that's a very important part of the evidence. But if that's backed up as well with, let's say, an EVP, which is like a voice that's recorded on a recording device, or anything that's caught on camera, that's kind of the gold standard, is what I understand.
Well, I believe in all of that, you know. I mean, when my father died when I was a teenager, I saw him a couple days after, you know, he came to me, and it was a physical body thing. And then when I was in Mississippi a few years ago, I went to a hospital, a Confederate hospital, for Confederate soldiers, and I saw, I guess, an apparition in the window. And so I believe in all that. Do you find yourself, are you a believer? I mean, you believe these spirits are around us?
You know, it's interesting because I started out thinking that I was a believer, but I realized that I really wanted to believe because I thought it was fun and spooky.
Mm-hmm.
And when we started this project, our whole goal was not to be the ghost investigators ourselves. We just wanted to document them to have that kind of, you know, objectivity and just follow them and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And but then things started to happen to us, and that was a shock. That was a shock. It was my realization when things actually started to happen to us, and I got scared. Then I'm like, oh my God, I wonder if I actually believed in this before, because I'm like really like wasn't ready for this.
Fiddle and Jan Wall with Ying Liu, creator of The Haunted Bay, third season out today. Where do you draw the distinction between? Because I remember having a parapsychologist on years ago, and he talked about a residual haunting, which happens whether anyone's there or not. It kind of sounds like the guy on the stairs you saw. And an active haunting, a haunting that actually interacts with us and, I guess, haunts us actively. Do you sort of draw that same distinction between those two things?
I kind of allow the psychic mediums to make those distinctions because we're documentary makers and we follow them.
Mm-hmm.
But we definitely have listened to them as they talk about how they have impressions that sound like residual, where it's just like, you know, they see into the past. They see people walking up and down a street or something. And I do often ask them, like, is this a residual impression you're getting or is this active? And we've had, in several occasions, actually interacted with spirits. Some of them were nice interactions. They're not always scary. And some of them were scary, actually.
So, whoa. I keep thinking of that movie, I See Dead People, right? It's just too freaky for words.
Sixth Sense, yeah. I remember, Jan, years ago when I was a kid on Johnny Carson, they had a parapsychologist. And I know you probably haven't had this, Ying, but he said that they went into an old boarded-up house and there was a guy inside and they were like, oh, you know, I'm sorry to bother you. Were you sleeping in here? And they got in a fist fight with the guy and it took all four of them to subdue him. And so they knocked the guy out finally and they called the police. And while they were waiting, the guy disappeared. And he said that he had a bruise on his cheek and one of his teeth was loose from getting punched by this guy. And then they found out, they saw a picture of him. He'd been dead for 100 years. He had killed his whole family in the house. And he got into a physical fight with the ghost.
Oh, my God. That is... Wow.
You said that on the Tonight Show? Oh.
Yeah, he told the story. And I don't know if it's true, but it freaked me out when I was 14.
And now it gets to freak us all out. Thank you so much. Oh, God. Now, if you have a camera, which you do because you're a documentarian, what is the lens or what is the piece of equipment you have to have in order to capture this kind of thing?
That's interesting. I mean, I'm not an expert, you know, in the technical
Right, but what do I have to have that I don't normally have?
Well, we've gotten the most amazing footage on thermal cameras. Uh-huh. Actually, it was the Alameda Paranormal Researchers who did. So we were out in the Warfield Theater down in the dressing room, and then me and my camera guy, Cody, felt a presence. We didn't see or feel anything specific, but we felt like a pressure coming out of one of the dressing rooms, and it was completely empty. And so Andraniki, one of the investigators from APR, Alameda Paranormal Researchers, she had this thermal camera thing on her phone. She takes a picture, and there's a face. There's a full-on face close up to the camera. And it's very clear. It's not a blob that you can kind of make into a face with your eyes. There's eyes, there's a nose, there's a mouth, there's a beard. And we're so shocked. Yeah. We're looking at it. And I thought, my first thing in my head, and everybody else thought, okay, that must have been a mistake. Somebody must have taken a selfie of themselves on her phone with her thermal camera and left it there. But then we were watching, and she kept taking more photos in front of us, and the face kept appearing. It wasn't going away. And then my cameraman actually waved his hand up and down in front of the camera lens. The face was still on there, and you could see his hands going up and down behind the head.
Yeah.
So it was live.
Okay, I'm freaked out. Good Halloween show.
Well, that's the thing that I admire about you, Ying, is like Jimi Hendrix, you are self-taught in all this, aren't you?
Yeah. I basically started this project at Laney College. I was taking a video production class. And I had not planned on doing anything paranormal when I started the class. What happened was it was around Halloween time, and the teacher said, why don't you guys come up with ideas for things to shoot? And so I recalled that several months before, in July, I had seen the Alameda Paranormal Researchers in a 4th of July parade. So it came to my mind. I was like, wouldn't it be cool to follow actual real-life paranormal investigators? And so that's how it started.
By the way, I went to summer school in Laney for 3 units for an English class, so I guess we're both alums, Ying.
Yep.
Well, for more information, AsianAmericanMovies.com, and being on Amazon Prime, congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Congratulations.
Right, Ying Liu, L-I-U, The Haunted Bay, out today, Season 3. When we come back, Jan and I will discuss some spooky films, so stick with us on Sports Byline USA.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant
instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
She said, I want Tittle.
Interrupting all programs.
This is Radio Cash on Pirate Satellite. Orbiting your living room, cashing in the Bill of Rights. Human army surplus or refusing of the lights. This is Radio Cash on Pirate Satellite.
Rick Tittle can usually be found at He Baby Mama House.
All right, Jan, I have a couple of favorite spooky movies. What do you got, kiddo?
A new one from Netflix called Ratched, about the early days of Nurse Ratched from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It's weird. It's sometimes gross, so hit the fast-forward button. But I'll tell you, it is one spooky wild ride.
Love it.
What do you
got? Think my favorite is the original Halloween with Jamie Lee Curtis. I think 1980 or 81. Mm-hmm. My favorite one in the last 10 years, though, I don't know if you've seen it. I highly recommend it.
What?
It's called It Follows.
No, but it sounds very scary.
It Follows, and it's about, it's just so creepy, and it's about, really, it's almost like an anti-sex movie, because this girl hooks up with a guy, and when you hook up with someone, there's this thing that follows you relentlessly, but it's so scary. You really got it. And it's well made, too. It's almost like film as art.
Yes. Well, speaking of that, a couple of classics. 1955's Night of the Hunter and the original Cape Fear. Now, the funny thing is both of those star the really great actor Robert Mitchum, but they're both really scary. One is about a brooding and demented priest who chases children for the father's money, Night of the Hunter, directed by Charles Laughton, really great. And then Cape Fear, not the remake with De Niro, but the original with Mitchum, also about a deranged man bent on revenge. Really spooky. And then if you want to laugh, there's always my two faves at this time of year, Young Frankenstein, of course, and Beetlejuice.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, the remake, that Scorsese one with De Niro,
not bad. Oh, it's not bad at all. Nothing Scorsese does is bad, and De Niro is really freaky, but there's just something so classic about Cape Fear. And, of course, this time of year we have to mention The Birds and Psycho. I mean, you can't let this holiday go by without Hitchcock.
Isn't it funny that Vincent Van Dahl buys a mansion in Bodega Bay where they filmed
Bodega
The
Bay! Birds? Yeah! It's creepy, man. It's creepy. I was there. It's creepy. But it's good. It's good creepy. And it has beautiful antiques and gothic touches. Yeah, he's a trip, I'll tell you.
I'm just glad that it seems as is. And, of course, there's always a million bad ones and some B-movies as well. But the horror genre is still going strong, Jan.
Oh, and always will. Always will. People love to be scared. And I love stuff that makes me laugh. You know, I mentioned Young Frankenstein, but there's a George Hamilton movie. Now, how rare is that to mention a George Hamilton movie? But it's called Love at First Bite, and it's about a vampire, a gentleman vampire played by George Hamilton. Hysterical.
Sure.
All right. Hey, Jen, have a great Halloween. And
you too.
A great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Bye, Rick.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back in another couple hours.